David and Rebbe. Okay. The inyan of clothing. This is Parsha. There's a big tikkunah. Normally, we don't think of the Jews and Yidden being trying to make fascist statements. Yeah, that's not what we do. And yet, clearly, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim had made fascist statements. Their clothing was splendorous. It was l'chabul seferus. So I want to explain to you the inyan of clothing. How do you understand the inyan of clothing by Yid? So, be'etzim, there are two words for clothing in Lashon Kodesh. Beged and levush. So if you have two words that mean clothing, it can't be two synonyms, so there has to be some nuanced difference between them. So be'etzim, we spoke about this once, and not the whole arichas, this is part. We said the word beged and the word boged are related. Remember that? What does boged mean?
Traitor.
And what's the relation between beged and boged? What do we say? I think we spoke about this. We should have. No? Nobody remembers? We didn't say it then? A boged is a traitor, beged is clothing. What's the connection? How did, in the 1700s, maybe 1800s even, how did in England, what do they call a traitor? What do they call him? You guys don't know your history, nothing. You guys are worthless. Huh?
It's a school ready.
Turncoats. You heard that before?
He'll teach us this stuff in
turncoats. Why is a spy called a turncoat? Why do they call a spy a turncoat?
Seems the color of his uniform.
Yeah, you take your uniform, you turn your coat inside out, you went from red, looked like British, now you're white, there's somebody else. Turncoat. Right? A beged can hide and present something else, right? It hides who you are. So the beged has the ability to hide. That's one mahalach of beged. And that's levush. Levush actually saw some, maybe on Svarim, that levush could be an acronym for loy boish. I'm not embarrassed. What does that mean? When a person is embarrassed, they hide. They're inhibited. Right? When you're not embarrassed, you become an exhibitionist. Right? That's the extreme. But loy boish means you express yourself. Right? So beged is hiding yourself, and levush is expressing yourself. There are two functions of beged. There's a function of beged to hide, and there's a function of beged to express. What does that mean? So the first time you see the concept of clothing the Torah is where?
Adam
and Chava. Adam, Hashem gave Adam and Chava, after the chet, clothing. Why did he give him clothing before? Why punk after the chet? They didn't need clothing before? Well, that's interesting. Like Bush could be. Okay, we'll see. It's true. But you don't know what I don't think you know what you're saying, but it's true. No. The answer is they had clothing. The guf was the clothing for the neshama. Before the chet of Adam Arishain, the guf, we now think we know. The metzias now is the guf and the neshama, they're at loggerheads. The guf acts independently from the neshama, and there's a vikuach. Can the neshama the guf? The guf wants to go its way, and the neshama wants to go its way. Right? But in the good old days, it wasn't that way. The neshama and the guf were partners. Like much of it, right? If my hand wants to take the soda, or the water, so my brain tells my, I'm sorry, my brain wants soda, my brain directs my hand to get the soda. My hand doesn't say, no, I'm not doing it. My brain says, you better do it. You better listen. My hand says, nope. My brain's not going to punish you. My hand says no, right? And it doesn't happen, right? The hand and the brain work in tandem. Yeah? In the good old days, it's mash had Hashem the good for it. The Shema wanted the rest of Hashem, the body, right? The body was the clothing for the Shema. It didn't have its own identity. Everything. Okay, so but when Adam Rishon sinned, what happened? He declared that I want my goof to be independent. My goof wants the Eitz Hadas, it's Sava Hula Nayim and V'cheina V'cheina, right? So, thank you very much. So, my goof wants, so to speak, an elementary level, yeah? Why do you only do one? Oh, it's the size one. Okay.
It's very
high tech. My goof wants, so, Adam Rishon through Chet created a period between the goof and the Shema. Now the goof is independent. At least we view it as independent. So now the guf needs clothing. You know what's going on? Okay. So now why is the guf need clothing? And why dafka after the chet? One more piece. And that's because the etzim, we don't want the guf to be the ikker. We want to hide the guf a little bit, play it down. So when I'm looking at you, what am I looking at? I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at your guf. Because you're not your guf. The idea of covering up, and the idea of tznius, that's what tznius is. Tznius is not hide the body because the body is evil. Because that's what, you know, and that's what, why tznius gets a real bad rap. You think about tznius, you know, in the Victorian era that was, it was that way, maybe by the Arabs too. The woman is considered to be this evil temptress, and therefore she had to be hidden because she's an evil temptress. That's not the point of tznius. Tznius is to play down the body so that I focus on who the real you is. Right? In other words, I've used example before. I think we talked about this, right? If I have a frame for a picture, and the frame is more outstanding than the picture, I get this frame that's gold. It's 1 foot wide and 3 feet thick. You're going to spend, right? You'll marvel at the frame. You're never going to pay attention to the picture, right? You did a disservice. So the body is really only a frame for the neshama. But if I let the body be the main focus, because it's a distraction, I'm talking to your body. That's not you, right? So the idea of tznius is to simply play down the body a little bit, so I'm focusing on the real you. So that's the point of beged. Because Adam declared, no, my guf is a separate entity, now I have to hide it a little bit. That's guf. That's one kind of beged. What's lavush? There's another part. Lavush can be very expressive. What you wear sometimes represents, right? You see people, you know, they dress very individualistically, right? Because they want to express themselves, so they express their individuality by their clothing, right? So clothing could be very expressive of who you are, and it should be. The big day kahuna were an expression of that they are royalty. They're shluchei Hashem, they're ambassadors of Hashem, and they have to dress regally. The clothing they're wearing is an expression of who they are. You with me? So you have beged, and you have, and they serve two functions. There's a function of beged to hide, to play down. There's a function of levush, which is adamar, to express who you are on the inside. Right? In fact, I've said this before, right? Remember we talked about the minig of giving a gold watch, a pocket watch? We talked about it ever? No? No, I said it. Used to be a minig, now they give a watch. They used to give a gold watch, now they give a gold anymore. But the minhag used to be a gold pocket watch. Why a gold pocket watch? Why that gold pocket watch? So obviously when you're giving a watch, you're trying to give the chassan a gentle reminder that, you know, pay attention to time. Time is valuable. Belzer Rebbe said a little right there. When you give a gift and you wrap the gift in paper, so obviously you wrap the gift in paper to make the presentation a little nicer. But obviously you don't want the wrapping paper. The wrapping paper is never nicer than the present, right? So if I'm wrapping the watch in gold, which is essentially what a pocket watch is, right? It's the wrapping, right? Because it covers it all over. If the gold is the wrapping, what's the message about time? It's even more valuable, right? You know what's going on? So in a sense, if you're wearing beautiful clothing, because you say I'm a Bas of Hashem, what does it say about who is inside? And that's only the wrapping to who are you inside, understand? So that's the mahalach of beged and levush. And the kinds Levush was really an expression of his achrayus and his role that he's supposed to play. And that's, okay, so we're getting back to Yaakov. That's the reason why I mentioned it now, because Yaakov was a bechina, whereas, remember I said that the guf and the neshama now take on an independent entity? But Yaakov wasn't. Yaakov's guf was part of Yaakov got back to that surah of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Mele, his nefesh, the guf for the same. But Mele, Yaakov, you know what makes? Mele, Yaakov, you know what makes? I'll just end with a story. It has nothing to do with anything whatsoever. Wow. But very much.